Did anybody report seeing any greenish-looking lights over the Seattle downtown last night?
Greenish?
Yeah, about, well, I think it was around 11 or after.
No, ma'am, I didn't. Did you see something?
I did, yeah.
I'd like to hear about it.
Well, we live on Queen Anne Hill, and we have a view of the downtown Seattle area.
Uh-huh.
And there were three. Oh, I'm not any good at estimating distances or anything, but they were over the downtown area or over the harbor area, sort of. Three green lights, quite good size, with a solid center and then a glow sort of around them.
Yes.
Radiating out. And they were parallel with each other at some distance apart, and they were just gently floating down. Until I couldn't see them anymore. They just disappeared. I wondered, you know, if anyone else had seen them.
Now, these were floating down towards the sound?
Right. Uh-huh. Toward the, well, they were going down, not up or sideways.
Okay, now you were looking due west at the time?
Well, southwest.
Southwest, okay.
Right.
And did you see these actually come down to the water?
No, I didn't, because, you know, apartment buildings and so on are in the way, too.
Right.
But until they disappeared behind some buildings. But they were what was funny was that they were parallel with each other with, say, maybe 15, 20 feet between each one. They were all the same size, and they were just, they seemed to be just floating gently down. I mean, it wasn't speeding in any direction or anything.
In other words, they were holding a straight line position
right.
On the horizontal?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they maintained that until they disappeared from your
sight? Right.
Okay. How about the brilliance? Did they hold the brilliance all the way?
Yes, they were. They were very bright with a greenish glow. I'm surprised no one else saw them.
Okay. What was the shade of the green? Did you recognize that?
Well, it was a bright green, not a dark, sort of more to the yellow or chartreuse green than to a darker green.
Okay. Would it resemble the Kelly green at all?
No.
Okay.
It was sort of a fluorescent-y glow, sort of, to
okay.
it.
And it was very bright, solid in the center, and then...
Yeah, I was just amazed when I saw him, and I yelled for my husband. He was in the other room. And, but by the time he got out, I don't know, he was in the bathroom or something. By the time he got out and came out, they had disappeared from sight.
Do you have any estimate of size on those? Could you compare them with anything?
Well, it would have had to have been pretty big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the least, they would have been 25 feet, I would think.
Well, that is very big.
I mean, compared to the building size that they were next to, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
10, 15, something in there.
Okay.
I called King to see if they had, anyone had reported it. I talked to Don Chambers, and he said if you had anything on it, he'd appreciate hearing from it.
Right.
But I'm just surprised no one else has...
Well, now, the fact that we didn't get a call doesn't mean a lot of other people didn't see them. Because we have found that when we can have 1,000 people see something in the sky, we might only hear from one person.
Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid to call and report.
Yeah. Well, in no way would I give you my name or anything, because I wouldn't want any publicity.
Uh-huh.
But I live on Queen Anne Hill, and we have a good view of the downtown area. And it was just really, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw what I was seeing, you know.
Okay, about what time was that?
Oh, it must have been after 11 sometime.
Okay, now, do you want us to get back to you if we get any information on this?
Well, I sure would.
Well, we sure appreciate this report, and if we get any additional calls on this, or if we come up with any information as to what the objects were, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I'd appreciate it.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.